The Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph is discussing the sequence of events that led up to the Churban HaBayis, and the Gemara says that B'Shiva Nechnasu LaHeichal, on the 7th of Av, the guy went to the Heichal, V'Achol V'Kilkulu B'Yishvi Yishmini, V'Chi Samach L'Hashrecha Yitzisa B'Yisa Ur. And on the 9th of Av, Samach L'Hashrecha, near Shkia, that's when they actually lit the fire that would burn the Beis HaMikdash, V'Haya Dailik, V'Haylech Kol Yom Kulai, and it continued burning the whole 10th of Av. And so it sounds like from the Gemara that the fire started towards the end of Tisha B'Av, and the Ikar Sreva happened during Yud B'Av, during the 10th of Av. And the Gemara says, "Behind the Dom Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rabbi Yochanan says, Ilu Umeli Hayisi Ba'is Adar. If I would have been there, Lo Kavata Ba'elu Ba'asiri, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av, Ibnei Shrubish Alhechal Ba'inisav, because that's when most of the Mikdash was burnt." So this is what Rabbi Yochanan says, and if he would have been there at the time of the Churban, he would have been Kaveh Tisha B'Av to be on Yud B'Av, because most of the Sreva, the Mikdash, happened on Yud B'Av. It was only the beginning of the burning which happened on Tisha B'Av, and being that most of it got burnt on Yod, that should be really the Iker day of the Avelis on the Mikdash. Now, the Achanim ask a very, very nice kasha on this statement of Rabbi Yochanan that seems to be a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. We know there's a famous sugyan Baba Kama, Dav Chavez, the Gabi Lechiyav of Eish. If a person is mazik somebody else through Eish, through fire, what is the Mechayev? Why is he Chayev? Is it Isha Mishum Chitzav or Isha Mishum Mamayna? Rosh Lakish holds that Isha is Chayev Mishum Mamayna. So in other words, if you light a fire in your yard and it travels over to your neighbor's yard and it burns down his something, it burns down his house, so you're Chayev Mishum Mamayna. It's like Mamana Mazik. It's like as if your Sharwan and was mazik, your fire is like your Mamun, so you're Chayev because your Mamun was mazik. But you're not actually doing a Ma'is V'Yadayim. Yechayim Mishum Mamun Amazik. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yishum Mishum Chitzav, that Eish is Chayim Mamash like a Chetz, as if it was an arrow, as if you shot an arrow, just like when you shoot an arrow. So it's true that when it hit the person, you're not actually shooting it, but being that you shot it, you put the Kayach into it, therefore it's considered your Maisa all the way till the Shasa Hezek. So when you light a fire and then it travels to your friend's yard, it's as if you put the Kayach into the Eish, you shot it, and your Chayim Midin Adam Amazik, as if you shot a Chetz. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Isha is Mishum Chitzav. Based upon that, the Namuki Yosef over there asks the famous Kasha, that how is a Mutter Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, how could you light your neighbors, how could you light candles on Erev Shabbos, if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, that means that the whole time when it's lighting, when it's burning, it's Misyachis to you, as if you are lighting it, as if you put the Kayach into it, then we should look at it as if you're constantly lighting that Nair, that fire throughout Shabbos, and you're being Michal Shabbos, you're lighting an Nair on Shabbos, and that should be also. So what's the heter to light a Nair on Erev Shabbos? It'll burn on Shabbos, l'chari, it should be an Isser Melach of Havara because of Ishum Mishum Chitzav. And Miki Yosef says, you see from here, that when Rabbi Yochanan says Ishum Mishum Chitzav, it's not the pshat that we look at it as if you're lighting the fire the whole time, all the way till the Shasa Hezek, but it's only the other way around. We look at it as if at the time when you lit the fire, when you first lit the fire in your yard, before it traveled, we look at it now, that everything that will happen is as if it happened already now at that point. At the Shasa Adlaka, it's as if the full Srefa happened and everything already got burnt up. And being that you're doing it at the Shasa Adlaka, therefore you're Chayav Mishum Chitzav, because we look at the future result as if it already happened now. And we made on Shabbos, it's not a problem because the whole Srefa, which will happen on Shabbos, already happened before Shabbos, not on Shabbos, and therefore it's not a Kasha. So that's the aside from the Miki Yosef, that if you hold Ishum Mishum Chitzav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, everything, all the eventual burnings from this fire that you're doing, it's as if it happened now. So based upon that, that it's a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say, if I would have been there, I would have been Kaveh Tisha B'Av on Yud B'Av instead of Tes B'Av? It's true that most of the Heichal was burned on Yud, but when did the beginning of the Sefer happen? When did it start burning? It started burning on Tes. That was the Haschalah. And Rabbi Yochanan holds Yishum Shum Chitzav, that at the time when you did the initial lighting, that's when the whole thing is finished. It's as if it was all Nigmar and all burnt at that point, and that happened on Tes, not on Yud. So Avada Tisha B'Av should be on Tes B'Av, not on Yud B'Av, because Yishum Shum Chitzav, according to the Miki Yosef, says that it's as if it was all burnt on the day, the beginning of the Sreifa. That's the Steer and Rabbi Yochanan Tachar Nimas. Now, I would have thought that Lechari can answer very Pashut, that this whole shaila of Isha Mishum Chitzav, the Miyosef is saying, we look at it as if it all happened now, b'shas hadlaka, and that's a shaila in the lamdas of how the hadlaka took place when it happened. So in lamdas, we view it as if it all happened now. When it comes to Avelis and the Churban, Avelis is not dictated by the lamdas, not misabel on a lamdash or burning the base of Mekdash, you're misabel on when it was actually burnt, when you feel the pain of the Churban. And even though it's true that in halacha, we'll view it as if the Mekdash was burnt on Tes, because that's when the whole Maisa began, but being that it wasn't Nisaf B'Payel, until Yud, that's when the Avelis was felt, that's when the Tzar was felt, so Avelis Avada would follow the actual burning Bepayel, and not the burning in Lamdis, which happened on Tes, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, he would have been Kaveh at Ba'asiri, that I think would be the Pashtus, but I think you could perhaps say another teretz based on a yisoid from Tzvi Pesach Frank. He writes this in his Shuvas and in the Mikra Kodesh on Chanukah. He's bothered with the kasha, the lechara. How could you, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Ishim Shemchitza, according to the Nemuki Yosef, so when you light your Chanukah candle on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, you have a big problem because it's as if it was all Nigmar then. Your whole Maisa Asrefa happened before Shabbos even began, and the time of Tishkad at Seis, Tishkad Chamat at Seis, that's not your burning anymore. It's not your Asrefa. So you never lit the candle that was burning later on during Shabbos. So how are you Yetzi your Mitzvah? So he answers, he says that the Pshat is like this. This whole din that the Mechiyos said that Ishu Mishim Chitzav, it's as if it's all Nigmar now. That's all dining on the Gavr. The Gavr, Mitzad His Chiyav, Mitzad Adam Hamazik. When is your pula finished? We look at it as if it all happened now, Mishnah Sa'adlaka. But mitzad the cheftz of the sreifa, mitzad the burning itself, that avada happens when it happens. We can't deny the fact that it's burning throughout the day, and it's only mitzad the chiv of the gavra that we say that it was finished now, but mitzad the actual burning, it avada is considered halachically burning throughout the whole time of the sreifa, and therefore mitzad ner chanukah is enough as long as you cause it to be burning the whole time. Your yotzei mitzvahs near Chanukah. And if you that, you can answer over here as well. Then any chenami mitzad the gavim, mitzad the gaim who started the sefer, we could view it as if it was nigmar b'shasa hadlaka. But mitzad us, we're focusing on the churban hamikdash. When did the sefer happen? Itaka happened on Yud, and therefore Yechonon says it would have been kaveret on Yud. At the end of Shtikla, I saw afterwards he brings from Reb Zevin. The Reb Zevin used this svar to mamish answer this kasha of the Stirn of Yochanan from our Gemara, Rebbe Shlomo ben Nisef, he says the same part that over there we're dining on the Chavtz of the Sefer, not the Gavra, and therefore it's not a Kasha, and Rebbe Zevin actually says this in the Maidan Bahalacha as well. On Tisha B'Av, in the footnote, he says this Teretz, the same Svar to answer the Kasha, the Stirn of Yochanan. I'll just be Messiah with another Teretz, which very interesting Teretz, the Achonim say, this is brought down by Reuven Margolius and the Margolius Yam and Sanhedrin Daf Tzadivav. He says that it's Mavur in the Gemara that Yomar and Baba Kama says that even if you hold Ishim Mishim Chitzav, but there is one case where Rabbi Yochanan is mighty that we don't say Ishim Mishim Chitzav, and that's if it's Kalul Chitzav, if it's a situation that at the time, at the beginning of the Sreifa, the fire was not right to burn all the way till your neighbor's yard. Let's say there was a fence that would have stopped it, even if later on you moved the fence, but if Bishasa Adlaka was not right to spread, we don't say Ishim Mishim Chitzav. So he says that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadivav and Beis, that when the Goyim started burning the Heichal, they were about to burn the Heichal, a nesap, and then the heichal picked itself up and started rising up to Shemaim. It wanted to avoid the churban, so it lifted itself up so the sreifa wouldn't be shaylit in it. And at that point, the sreifa would not have burnt the heichal. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he pushed the heichal back down because he wanted the churban to happen. The Gemara says, Gava heichala, the time of Adlaka was Gava heichala went up, and Darcha Beim in Shemaim, and Shemaim they pushed it back down. Shinamar Gas Darcha Hashem Lebesulis Vas Yehuda, and then the sreifa actually took place and burnt the Heichal. But it comes out that at the time of the Hadlaka of the Heichal, it was talking not Roy to be Nisaf because it went up. It was only later on that it was able to be Nisaf because the Shem pushed it down. That would be considered Kalulu Chitzav, and lefi that, you would not say Yishim Yishim Chitzav over here. So those are a couple terutz into this Kasha of why Rabbi Yochanan would have been Kaveyat Ba'asiri, even though he holds Yishim Yishim Chitzav.